last night from the stage, I had mentioned that I was going to be talking to a deer hunter today who has apparently taken in not a 30-point buck, but a 51-pointer. Our best estimate right now is 51 points, and I'm getting ready to hit share on the New Country Z100 Facebook so you could see my friend Keith Shabluski, who I got on the phone line right now. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Ken. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. The question is, have you fully recovered? Have you fully realized what you have done, Keith?
To be honest, Ken, no, I haven't. I'm just, I'll just be honest with you, I'm a blessed man to have the Lord in my life and to bless me with a deer like that.
Wow.
It's God's great outdoors that lets all hunters do what they can do.
You know
that's what I got to say, Ken.
That's awesome, brother. And I'm telling you, I got the pictures on our New Country Z100 Facebook because I know somebody just woke up and heard Kent say 51-pointer, and they just spewed coffee all over the place. So I know you can't say exactly. Can you say what county you were in?
Yes, it was Williamson County.
Williamson County. You're out there hunting around, and here you are. And when did you take this guy down? Was it Saturday morning?
It was, it was Saturday morning. Saturday evening at 4:14, yeah.
Okay. And yep. You're looking at what's called a non-typical. Is that the phrase?
Yes, as far as I know, Ken, like I said, I don't know a lot about deer, and I'm just honest with you. They call it a non-typical deer, you know, the rack, and that's the only thing I know about it, honestly.
Yeah.
When I go deer hunting, Ken, I go for, of course, the sticks, the sausage, that's what I go
for.
Right. So.
Well, I tell you what, and this is going to shock a lot of people. I said it Friday, I've never been deer hunting. I've been offered opportunities to go with some friends, and I've always said, it's too cold.
Yeah.
Now, and like you, I've got hunters in the family, and I root them on. In fact, I cheer them on. I say, go get them, because I know there's going to be like beef jerky and sausage and all this fun stuff. But these pictures here, folks are just now seeing them. What has to happen next? Because you've got it. Probably in your garage or what? Where is the deer now?
I'm going to keep that
secret.
Quiet right now.
Yeah.
Where it's at. It will be
you're going to take it
mounted,
somewhere. Okay.
And it will be green scored, and then I have to wait till it's completely done from what I understand, what I'm being told.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to take it to a deer expo in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay.
And it will be officially scored then. It is not officially scored as a 51 until that whole process is done.
I understand. And all the deer hunters know all about that stuff. And I want to say thank you to Tony Kendrick for the pictures here today. And, you know, dude, hats off to you here because were you tracking this guy beforehand or did you just happen to prance right in front of you?
Yeah, he just happened to come in front. I've never seen the deer before. I was asked that question several times by state and federal game wardens, you know, about it. And said, so I told him I've never, ever seen it. I don't put out trail cameras. I don't, do that stuff at all. I just like to go for the sticks and the sausage. and that's what I told him. But I honestly can't. Federal and state law enforcement guys do a tremendous job. Them guys helped me out a bunch.
Wow.
Even the all law enforcement around this area do a tremendous job, and I thank them guys for doing that. They risk their lives every day. I worked law enforcement for almost 29 years for the Department of Justice, and them guys do a great job. They're fantastic. They helped me out a lot, gave me a lot of information.
Well, and I tell you what, Keith, you're a good dude, and this is truly a blessing, really. And I'm looking at the deer right now, and I'm thinking, my heavens! I mean, he's got like fur on his. I mean, I know he's got fur, but I mean, it looks like he's got a toupee. He looks like he got a hairdo. Do you have a name for the deer?
Yeah, we call it Ski 18.
Ski 18.
Yeah.
All right. After the soda.
Yep.
Okay. Keith, that is awesome. And now let me ask you this, too. Are you going to do, like, on the taxidermy, what are you going to do? Are you going to do just the head mount? Are you going to do, like, the whole thing?
We don't know yet. We're still we haven't picked out a pose for it yet, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's like taking a pose for a picture.
right.
We haven't figured out what to, what to do with it yet on that part. The taxidermist, he's going to help me out with it.
Yeah.
And he said he would work with me and show me the best stuff to do with it.
Keith, I appreciate it a bunch, buddy. And
thank you.
I know that you have got a few busy days ahead of you, but thank you for sharing your story and these pictures. And I know everybody's going to go to the New Country Z100 Facebook and check this out, man. And hey, keep us up to date on Ski 18. All right, buddy.
Yeah, I sure will. Thanks a lot, Kent.
Hey, Keith, you have a wonderful day, my friend.
All right, buddy. Take care.